The battle in Congress over Trade Promotion Authority, also known as Fast Track, the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, and another European Transatlantic Free Trade Agreement, TTIP, is in high gear. President Obama is pressuring lawmakers to pass Fast Track, which is a mechanism that forces Congress to vote on a trade agreement within 60 to 90 days of receiving it, with only limited debate and no amendments allowed. While Fast Track has been stalled in the U.S. Senate, it's expected to eventually pass there, with the real fight moving to the House of Representatives. There, an unlikely coalition of mostly Democrats and some Republicans are opposed to a free trade deal, citing a variety of reasons. Disagreement on the measure between President Obama and Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren has been very public and has at times turned ugly. Warren maintains that successive U.S. administrations have broken promises on trade agreement provisions that are designed to hold trading partners accountable for adhering to high labor, environmental, and human rights standards. Another controversial provision, called investor-state dispute settlement, in both the TPP and TTIP, allows multinational corporations to challenge local, state, and federal public health, environmental, consumer, and labor laws, as well as court rulings, if a claim is made that they impinge on business profits. Your reporter spoke with Kevin Zeese, longtime social justice activist and co-director of the group PopularResistance.org. Here he discusses the determined campaign being waged by labor, environmental, and civil society groups to block Fast Track and the proposed free trade agreements.
Where we're going to stop Fast Track is going to be in the House of Representatives. Right now we have majority support. They are several dozen votes short of a majority in the House of passing Fast Track, and so that is where we have to really build our majority and protect our majority, is the U.S. House of Representatives. The place where Fast Track is right now is in the U.S. Senate. The Democrats say we have lots of amendments. There's about 12 to 16 Democrats who want to submit amendments. There are amendments from Republicans as well. We don't expect to stop in the Senate. The amendment process will be very important, though, because the amendment process will raise issues that will help us strengthen our case in the House. For example, one amendment that failed in the Finance Committee that's very popular is an amendment that would protect our law that favors buying American. That's a very popular law, and that is something that failed in the Senate to be protected in this Fast Track, and that would be a very strong argument in the House as well to get more people a supporter of you. Another issue is stopping currency manipulation. One of the challenges in trade is that countries can change the value of their currency, lower the value of the currency, make their products cheaper, and therefore they can export more. And that makes it hard for the United States to compete. And so that's an issue that also was rejected in the Senate Finance Committee and will be brought up and challenged and fought. And we'll see how that goes. That'll be another issue that will be very helpful to get more people on our side in the House. The game is the House. That's where the real fight is. We're seeing a massive opposition, right-left opposition, environmentalists, food advocates, GMO advocates. Almost every issue is represented, and we can win this if people mobilize and participate. And you can do it easily at StopFastTrack.com. It'll walk you through the process of what you can do to help.
Kevin, you just recently wrote an article that highlights the secrecy surrounding these TPP negotiations, focusing on a letter that Republican Senator Jeff Sessions recently wrote, a Dear Colleague letter, that underscored all the facts that he's read about this trade bill that most of his colleagues don't know because they haven't read all the text of this proposed treaty.
Yeah, well, the administration's made it very hard even for elected officials to see this treaty. Initially, they didn't even allow it. They've classified these documents as secrets, so only limited people can see it. And they've gradually loosened it up slightly. So now if you jump through the hoops, you can go to the basement of the Senate and into a special room, and you can read the TPP there. And you are now allowed to bring with you paper or pencil, cameras, phones, computers, anything to record what's in it. And you are told that if you divulge what you've read, you will be violating a criminal law and could face criminal prosecution. Only Senate staff with clearance are able to see it, and they can only see it with the senator. And the same is true in the House as well. And so very few senators have gone through that process. It's a pretty useless process. But Senator Jeff Sessions is one of the two Republicans who did, and he went in there and read it. And what he did that was unusual, that no one else who's read these agreements has done, is he told people what he read. And he did that in a five-page letter to all members of the Senate, both sides of the aisle. And that got leaked. And the thing he focused on that bothers him a lot is what he calls the living treaty provisions, which allows the members of the signers of the treaty, the countries that sign it, for their president or prime minister to agree to add additional countries or to change the agreement without review by their legislatures. And so Congress would approve the TPP, and then they could change it, and Congress would have no role. Once again, sovereignty comes up. This is a great slap in the face of the one of the three branches of government taking away their responsibility. That is kind of significant.
Kevin, just in closing here, with only about a minute left, most economists look at these free trade agreements and say they're very destructive to good-paying jobs, manufacturing jobs here in the United States. But yet we have Democrats and Republicans in the White House pushing these free trade bills. Certainly Barack Obama, when he was running for the presidency, criticized NAFTA and the provisions there. But here he is pushing a pretty similar agenda. You look at this and you might assume that there is a permanent government in Washington that is pretty secret in nature. And I'm wondering, what is being exposed here with this bipartisan effort to push these free trade agreements, even though they're not good for the U.S. economy overall?
There are big business interests that continue, have a life of their own. No matter who's president, no matter who's in the Senate, they have access to them through their money and their wealth. They can promise jobs after they leave office. They can promise give board of director seats to their spouses, their children. They can, give gigantic campaign donations and major money for speeches and such. And so the corrupting influence is immense. But this is part of a much broader agenda of a global redesign of how we govern ourselves. This, I think, is maybe the central issue for debate in this century. You know, we went through periods of serfdom and monarchy. We've gone through periods of issues like major changes on those kinds of issues. We're now in this phase now. Are we going to see an increase in corporate serfdom for us, or are we going to take control of our own lives and end the power of corporations to dominate how we are governed? And I think this global redesign issue is something that people should start to understand and review, because it is a shocking concept to reduce nation states, turn the UN into a hybrid corporate government institution, and really give corporations the power to make law that affects every aspect of our lives. We will become corporate serfs in this century if the people don't get organized and develop our own approach to how we put people and planet before profits.
That was Kevin Zeese, co-director of the group PopularResistance.org and co-host of the Clearing the Fog radio program. Find more news and commentary on the campaign to stop Fast Track and the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.